Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You send Darius Garland, Max Strus, and Isaac Okoro, and that amount of money allows you to take on money back and get below the second apron for Dejounte Murray and for Trey Murphy and a couple firsts.
Don't you have to be under the second apron before you can actually make the trade?
No.
Because it's fluid, does it, within the trade, allow you to then get under it and make the deal? Is that how that works?
So as long as you end up, and it's not even the end result, it's by the new league year. You have to be under the second apron.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, can you make a trade? If you're not under the second apron, can you make a trade that then would put you under the second apron? Is that allowed? Because when you make the initial trade, you're still obviously not under it.
Yep.
Okay. We're learning. We're all learning.
I mean, and by the way, we didn't know that like 2 weeks ago when we were talking about the Giannis for Evan Mobley thing. So Darius, Strus, and Okoro for Murray, Murphy, and I think it's a first rounder or two. Mac, who is, I mean, his price on Isaac Okoro, who's making $11 million on a 2-year deal.
Iceman.
Because he's ice cold. he actually, can you admit, Mac, like you really thought about it?
I did think about it.
Then go back in the trade machine to try and do the deal without Isaac?
I wanted to have it in front of me. I didn't hear the Strus part of it.
Oh, is that a selling point?
I told you he missed some of the trade. That was part of it. I knew you'd miss some of the trade because you were definitely considering it in a way that you were like, is that what he really said?
I do like Trey Murphy a lot, but and also Dejounte Murray. I love him as point guard too, and I think he would fit really well with Donovan. So. I do like that aspect of it. The Strus part of it, I kind of like him as a glue guy for the rest of the team though. That's the only thing.
I think Murray and Murphy in this case, because I know we're just doing tradio right now, and we'll probably save that for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or never. One of those. I do think you get every bit of grit and playmaking that you need around Donovan. So you get a point guard, you get a two guard, and you get a guy who can play two guard or big wing, because Trey Murphy's like 6'8".
Yeah, I like Murray. Always have. He'd be entering age 29, coming off a torn right Achilles tendon.
Trey Murphy?
No. Murray.
Oh, Murray. Yes, Murray for you. Yeah.
So there. I mean, it's not without risk.
You're buying low.
You're definitely buying low.
But he's had his own knee injuries too in the past as well.
Leave that out of this. You say what you want about
I love
Dejounte
Trey Murphy too.
But don't you dare say it about Trey Murphy. I liked him since Virginia. I also just like, listen, if the Knicks are going to be Nova, like the Villanova, I want to be the Virginia one. If you helped Tony Bennett get beat in the first round of the playoffs by the NCAA tournament by a bad team, I want you on this team.
It's like when for a stretch there we had Odell and Jarvis, and it was like we're LSU, we're basically LSU. It's fun. I like when teams do that.
All right, so this is going to be off the topic here. Did you see Brandon Jacobs' son graduated high school?
No, I didn't see that.
So Brandon Jacobs, universally known as a gigantic running back, 6'4", 260 pounds, right?
Yeah.
And he was of an era of big running backs. Michael Turner would be another one, even though Michael was a little slighter, but he was still like 250 pounds. That I was always pissed that the Browns never drafted one, because I think both Brandon and Michael were Mac guys as well. I remember being like, okay, they're not first rounders. They're at best third or fourth rounders. Why are we not drafting them? I digress. You know how big, again, Brandon Jacobs, 6'4", 260 pounds.
So it's either going to be comically large or comically small, and that's the part that I can't find out in my brain when I want to guess. I'm going to go, would it be funny to you if he was massive? There's no way. It's funny if he's small.
Oh, it's much funnier if he's small, but he's massive.
Oh, he's massive.
He's 6'7", 310 pounds, and he's one of the five best recruits, Clemson.
Mm.
So his dad was I want to say SIU or NIU running back Brandon Jacobs was. I'd probably butchered this. I'm probably conflating him with Michael Turner. But at 6'4", 260 pounds, and his son is a left tackle. Like prototypical, 3 years from now, if he stays healthy and develops, he's a top 10 pick in the NFL draft to be a left tackle.
Yeah, my brain doesn't compute that very well.
Mac, did you do the research on that?
Yeah, he went to Southern Illinois.
Ah, so SIU.
Research guy, look at you.
I knew I wasn't making. I knew Michael Turner went to NIU, so it couldn't have been there. All right, so this just brings me to a completely harmless topic. Name a random NFL running back that you just loved. Because Brandon Jacobs was one of those dudes for me. I give you another one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Rashad Jennings. Well, all he was just a poor man's version of Jordan Howard. But God bless it, he was like a seventh round pick. I went to Liberty. I just love big running backs at that age or that era. Oh, I love me some Rashad Jennings.
So there's got to be no reason for why you love this. I always love Samaje Perine. Is that too recent for this?
No, I think that fits.
Always love Samaje Perine.
I think it's just random.
Because college him, I thought, was just going to be awesome. And then he just kind of never really was. But in college, he was so great.
It kind of was just
I was convinced he was going to be the next great thing.
He's just kind of like a middle of the road running back.
But, I would watch him run any day, all day, every day. He's just enjoyable to watch.
But those are the guys. Like, it's easy to like fall in love with Nick Chubb. It's easy to fall in love with Saquon Barkley. Give me a nice Jamel White. And it's so funny, like I'd never met Jamel before, but Jamel and Andy Baskin are friendly.
Yeah.
And
I did that Jewish news panel with him.
And so I met Jamel. And
very nice guy.
I had to remind myself, like 15-year-old me had to tell 39-year-old me, you never got starstruck when you've been part of a media scrum for LeBron. Don't tell Jamel how much you liked him as a player.
So Munch started that whole...
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thing off talking about how he was like his son's favorite player.
Oh, absolutely. His son's like, probably going to be about a little bit younger than me, but perfect age for it.
So funny story. So my wife, you know, she's in attendance and everything, and she hears Munch tell that story, and she hears Baskin talk him up the way he is, and I'm in the car, and I'm like, yeah, like people really, really liked him.
Yep.
And then she was like, well, he must have been like a million-time Pro Bowler, right? And I'm like, not the case at all. Not the slightest bit.
Running back is one of those places. Denver had a million of these dudes. Reuben Drones, who then came to Cleveland and had one nice year here.
Monty Ball, another running back that I loved that I thought out of college was just going to be awesome and then turn out to be nothing.
Olandis Gary, Lance Ball. I mean, now I'm mentioning it. Mike Davis. Oh, no, Mike Anderson. Remember him? He was a fullback that they, much like Peyton Hillis, did in Cleveland.
Didn't Bull break some Monty Ball news that didn't end up happening with the Broncos? Like he was going to come to Cleveland or something, and then it wasn't right.
That's exactly how that went. Yeah.
Wasn't that right?
And Bull was,
because he was on a heater at that point.
He was. Well, and that was after the heater where every time Bull went on vacation, the big news happened. And then he went on the heater where he just got like a bunch of things right in a row.
Yeah. Cause he had like Francona coming here. He had all sorts of things. And then the Monty Ball one.
Yeah. As it almost happened.
Mac, I loved Monty Ball in college.
I'm going to throw this out to Jake. I'm going to throw this out to Mac. If Anthony has one, that didn't go to Syracuse, give us because of Brandon Jacobs' son graduating high school, name a random running back that you have a affinity
for. Anthony's got a million because he's a Big Mac guy too.
Javid Best for me.
Oh, okay. He is Detroit's Jerome Harrison. If Javid Best stays healthy, he is probably what? I don't think he's, because he's a quicker version of LeSean McCoy, but I don't think he has the 10-year career, 12-year career that LeSean had.
He was kind of like the electricity that you get out of Jahmyr Gibbs now that they have in Detroit but just the concussions really just derailed his career.
And him with Stafford would have been a hell of a lot of fun.
They never had good running backs there. Theo Riddick was another one there too.
And can I throw out Jerome Harrison?
Yes.
Jerome Harrison had a couple plays in like 2009. Well, remember, because we were bummed because the wheels finally fell off the Jamal Lewis bus. And Jerome had a couple games where I remember sitting at a bar, me and my cousin Johnny got blind stinking drunk at 24 at a bar. And I think it was 2009 because it was the Mangini season. And he went off for something 200 plus yards.
It was against Kansas City, I'm pretty sure.
And it was one of the single greatest performances I've ever seen that we never talk about.
By the way, I don't hate this for like as the summer moves on, we just kind of do this like once a week. It's like name your favorite right fielders and we just kind of go through randomness.
Can we be more than just sports though? Can it be like name a fruit that you like? Maybe not.
No,
that.
I think we get really obscure within sports, but we make it happen.
Watermelon. I just really love watermelon.
The taste. It's
seriously
great.
I crushed some watermelon on Monday. Like in a way that I felt buoyant afterwards because the water in the and not the melon. And you know, talking about a lot of watermelon and a lot of beer, leg cramp after that.
By the way, the Kansas City game you were talking about, 2009, 286 yards and 3 touchdowns against Kansas City.
And not just that, he was a touch the ball touchdown player. Like, man, that is the cruel bee that is football. All right, Jake, do you have a random running back that you'd like to name here and give some love to?
Yeah, I don't know if I have one. I know growing up, being an Ohio State fan, I really liked Carlos Hyde, but he obviously didn't really do much in the NFL. Maybe like a Darren Sproles type guy.
Ooh, Darren Sproles. That is a really good one. I mean, honestly.
You know, like 10 years from now, my answer is going to be Jerome Ford. You know that, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pierre Thomas, Chris Ivory. If we're just going down Saints running back rabbit holes.
Isaiah Crowell for the celebrations afterwards.
No, even to add on to the Broncos running backs you were talking about earlier, Knowshon Moreno when he was there as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Willis McGahee, if we want to talk Denver running back. A lot of people have a lot to say about Willis. 216. Talking about Willis? 216-474-0092. Brandon Jake, in honor of Brandon Jacobs' son graduating from high school, he's going to Clemson as a left tackle because he's Brandon Jacobs' son. Send them in. Send in your random running backs that you love. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.